Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Mary Gable, and in this show, we're going to discuss a brand new quiz, daily quiz, for PL SQL developers. It's called PL SQL Challenge. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. All right, let's get started. Attention PL SQL coders. Have a little fun every day. Are you a PL SQL developer or an Oracle technologist who uses PL SQL? Do you want to hone your PL SQL skills, deepen your knowledge of the language, and have some fun along the way, and maybe even win some prizes? Then the PL SQL Challenge, plsqlchallenge.com, is the right place for you. It's free, it's straightforward. You play a daily PL SQL quiz. They keep score for you and rank you. So it's very interesting that you are in competition with other PL SQL developers all over the world. Not only that, is they give away prizes. Every 3 months, they take the top ranking players to compete in a quarterly championship. And they award first, second, and third prizes, top prize being $1,000. Also, every month, they raffle other prizes to anybody who played the quiz. And the more you play, the greater your chances of winning. You can use this quiz to improve your PL SQL skills, to learn about features that you've never seen before or that are new. It's very useful in an environment, in a team environment, allows you to get together with your team and talk about the new features and so forth. I'm going to also give you just a sample here of the quiz that you might see on the PL SQL Challenge. So again, it's plsqlchallenge.com. You will have to register, get yourself a username and password, and log on. And like I said, it will keep up with your score. It will rank you with other PL SQL folks that have been taking the quiz. Okay, so here is an example of what you might see if you were to go to the PL SQL Challenge page and actually take one of these quizzes. Okay, so, for example, we get a question that tells us that we have a procedure, and actually we see the description of that procedure, and we see that, first of all, it's called Calc Profit, and it has a total of 5 parameters. Now, 3 of those parameters do not have default values. The last 2 do have default values. Also, the second parameter is an out mode parameter. So actually, this quiz is designed to test your ability to call a procedure and set the right arguments for that procedure. So the answer to that question, basically, you have several different choices. It's going to ask you whether or not which of the following calls are correct. And they're going to give you a call. First of all, the first one is not correct. It's a call that actually takes, I said that third parameter was an out mode parameter. Well, this call sets an out mode parameter to a value. And of course, if you know about calling procedures and functions with out mode parameters, they must be variables. They cannot be literal values. Okay, so that one wouldn't be correct. The next one that you see there basically provides the appropriate variable for that out mode parameter. And it also provides values for all of the parameters that you see in the parameter list there. So that one would have been chosen as a correct answer. The next thing you see, they're actually calling the function and they're passing 2 of the 3 mandatory parameters. So that wouldn't work either. You have to, if you're going to skip a parameter, it must have a default value. And then finally, another answer, which is also correct. They call the procedure with all three parameters, with appropriate values for those parameters, including the out mode parameter, which is set to the value of a variable. All right, so you have obviously multiple choices for answers. You actually get credit for answers that you do not choose as correct. So knowing that it's an incorrect answer is going to help your score. And each day you can ask for an email that will both remind you to take the quiz, and you can also ask for an email to give you the result of every quiz that you take every day. Now, it's very fun to do the rankings on plsqlchallenge.com. You can find out how you rank in terms of your, first of all, your expertise level. They're going to ask you if you are a beginner, intermediate, or expert PLSQL technologist when you sign up for the account. So you can actually rank yourself by expertise level. You can do it by country. There's folks that play this quiz all around the world. And so you can find out your ranking by country. They do give away some kind of cool prizes on here. There's a weekly raffle where they typically will give you an Oracle book. There's also monthly raffles. There's prizes for having the most correct answers in a month, the most correct answers in a week. They're also really concerned about making sure that they are giving you correct questions and answers. So they want you to find mistakes and report them. So that's another way that you can win prizes on PLSQL Challenge, is to report a mistake in any of their quizzes. So if you are the first one to report that, you also get a prize. Another thing you can do on PLSQL Challenge, you can provide feedback. Again, they really want you to give them feedback about the questions that they are that they're providing there. They also provide a little news page. They'll let you know if questions have been found with errors. Also, they will re-rank and re-score typically when you have those types of situations that come up. So I encourage you to check out PLSQL Challenge today. They are also very concerned about, you know, you can go onto the website and see information about, they've made it very difficult to cheat. They actually took the questions that were initially being provided in text. I think you were able to cut and paste and kind of check those things out. And now they're providing the questions in an image format so that that's no longer an issue. So, again, plsqlchallenge.com. It's a daily quiz for PLSQL developers. Culminates in a quarterly championship as well. So you get a grand prize of $1,000 if you are the quarterly champion. So check it out today. And I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio archive for Mary Gable. If there's a show you would like for me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today. And remember to tune into the GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.